Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's pregame visit with Coach Lee Fedora as the A&M Consolidated Tigers welcome the Raiders of Leander Rouse to Tigerland Stadium. I'm Mark Green, and we're glad you're here with us. Coach, before we talk about the bye week, let's rewind and talk about your win over the Bryan Vikings. You scored early and often in the 49-7 win over the Bryan Vikings.
I was very pleased with the way we came out. We jumped on them early, and we did some great things offensively and defensively and, you know, put them in a bind, and that's what we wanted to do. And I was very pleased the way we came out the first half to jump on them.
Well, after two games of the 2019 season, you've already outscored your opponents 98-13. Your team, and especially your defense, has to be building confidence, which is exactly what you want the preseason to do for your team, exposing your strengths and your weaknesses.
Well, no doubt. You know, that's one thing we told the kids about getting ready for this Leander Rouse. You know, part of our season's going to be over after this game, you know, because we look at it as pre-district, and our goal is to be undefeated in pre-district. We got that opportunity, and then we get ready for our district, you know. But I was very impressed the way our defense has played the first two games. You know, anytime you only give up 13 points, and one of those points, touchdowns, was due to our special teams play. But I think our defense is playing great. Offense is doing good, you know. And like we tell them, it's one game at a time, and our preparation is now for this game.
Well, you mentioned the special teams, which is something that we don't do a lot of, but your special teams has been very impressive this year. Colby McBurdy is very consistent. You've got to be real happy in knowing that he's dependable. But let's talk a little bit about Kerry Brooks. I mean, what an impressive week he had. How often have you seen a kid block a punt and then return it for the touchdown?
Well, he did a great job. You know, we put that in different things, different looks on our punt block, our field goal block, and Kerry did it exactly perfect on that punt block. And then to be able to block it, get up, pick it up, recover it, and take it in for the end zone, that just shows the type of athletic ability that Kerry brings to the table.
Well, after two games, you truly have a balanced attack. You've got 400 yards rushing and 400 yards passing, and a lot of guys have had the opportunity to contribute. Scores last week by Paul, Darby, Brooks, Weatherwax, Conrad, and Colton Love. It continues to show the unselfishness of this team and how impressive the amount of weapons you have in your arsenal.
Well, that's what impresses me the most is, you know, a lot of people say, well, this guy hadn't scored as many touchdowns as he has or this and that, but it shows we've got a lot of athletes out there. Anybody can take it to the house. And the great thing is our guys, you talk to any of them, all they're saying is about the W. It don't matter if I score or not. We just got to get the W, and that's the most important thing. And it helps when you have a lot of different guys and put it in the end zone at any time.
Well, the unselfishness sure shows very obvious offensively as well as defensively, but none of that would be possible without the improvement of your offensive line. Thought they played really well last week or a couple weeks ago. Talk a little bit about the improvement of your offensive line from week to week.
Well, I was very impressed the way they were picking up the different blitzes and giving us, you know, the pass protection time. And then the other thing, they did a great job in our blocking assignments on the run game. You know, opened up some gaps and our tailbacks were able to hit it down. But you hit it earlier, you know, we're very balanced right now. 400, you know, yards of rushing, 400 yards of passing. All that shows you is that we can come out, run the ball, we can come out and throw the ball. Whatever they take, you know, in their defensive look, that's where we're going to decide what we're going to do against the team.
Well, in the locker room here at Consol, you have a goals board, and you give kudos for several different metrics that you guys look at on a week-to-week basis to improve. One of the things that you didn't get to highlight this week was turnovers. You didn't win the turnover battle this week, giving up twice offensively on the running game. Talk a little bit about how you work on that. What do you do to improve being able to protect the football?
Well, the thing is, you know, some of those turnovers were with our backup guys in, but like we tell them, it doesn't matter. Backup guy could be our starter and ready to go. And so all this week, one thing we talked about is taking care of the ball, controlling the football, and doing that, because that is one goal we always want to get on offense, because if you do turnovers, then all of a sudden you put your defense in a bad situation. And so that's one thing we worked on all this week, is not allowing people stripping the ball loose or, you know, fumbling the ball when we're running. We're always talking about protecting it all the way through, and I think our guys have done a good job this week preparing for that.
Speaking of skilled positions, it seems that from week to week, Gage Paul just continues to get better and better, more accurate. Your wide receivers are not dropping good passes. It seemed like they're getting more comfortable in communicating with each other, knowing where the ball is going to be, being at the right place at the right time. Seems they're headed in the right direction going into district play.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. And one thing we put in this week and our bye week also was – we turned around and did our practice a little bit different to where we'd said, okay, this group's going to do five plays, and the next group better get on and do five plays. And we were able to get a lot of up-tempo in doing that, and we're seeing a lot better, faster pace out there because we always want to be an up-tempo offense, and I've been pleased with them because when you do that up-tempo, it allows to see if your timing is right on your throws and your route running and stuff, and the guys have been very, very impressive this week.
Finally, Coach, let's talk a little bit. Let's wrap up the Bryan Vikings. Talk a little bit about after watching game film and having a couple of weeks to prepare for Leander. But let's talk a little bit about the things that you saw that the Vikings, or I'm sorry, that the Tigers did very well, as opposed to what the Tigers maybe had not done very well.
Well, I think the one thing that we started improving on and doing a better job of is, like we've already talked about, our blocking assignment. We did a lot better job up front on the offense line. When we look at our defense, one thing I was impressed with, we did a better job wrapping up and tackling. We didn't have as many missed tackles as we had in our first ball game and that type deal. And it's one of those things we work on each week. You know, we go back, we watch our film, we see the mistakes we made, the things we got to work on. Our coaches are doing a good job emphasizing that with our players and doing those type things. And I think that was the big plus, is just seeing the improvement on our offensive line and seeing the improvement on our tackling circuit.
Well, the Tigers are 2-0, Coach. I would like to think that an early bye week is a good thing. You have a chance to assess just where this team is after two games, getting more conditioning in, and giving those with a few bumps and bruises an extra week to heal. How was your practices and the team's focus with the last 2 weeks between games?
Well, I tell you, our guys will let you know, you know, we don't take a bye week like a lot of people do where you give them days off and that. We still get after. We push hard. Not only on the field, we push them hard about their academics, staying on their grades and all that. But I think we had an outstanding practice for the last 2 weeks, which will definitely have us prepared for this game because it has been a crazy 2 weeks with the weather. You know, there was a couple days we had lightning delays and we had to practice during the period instead of after school and things like that. But like we tell our guys, all that does get you prepared because you never know what's going to happen on a Friday night. It may be a pouring down rain. You got to play through it. And our guys have already practiced through pouring down rains and stuff, so it helped us get prepared for tonight.
Well, you've obviously got a big game coming up in a couple weeks, but you say take it week to week, game by game. Each opponent is a faceless opponent. We got to take care of this week. What are you looking for this week as far as the Tigers getting better, getting prepared to get into the district play?
I think the big thing that we're looking at is our first season is going to be over after this game. That's pre-district. And, you know, our goal is always to be undefeated, and we got a chance to do that. And so we've come out and we've worked hard all week long getting prepared for that. And then once this game is over, the real season starts, because then it's district, and that determines who gets a chance to go into that third season of the playoffs. And, you know, we got to finish up this game right and do the things that we need to do, and that start from the beginning and go all the way till the end. And I think our guys are focused in on that and they're ready to play.
Well, after watching game film of the Rouse Raiders, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about Rouse's offense and what type of problems maybe they present to the Consol defense.
Well, the one thing that we've got to be prepared for, and, you know, I hate it for their team, you know, they lost their quarterback, he got injured, and so they got their backup quarterback in. And so a lot of times when you go into a game, you never know with a backup quarterback, are they going to throw the ball more, are they going to run the ball more? But they are a team that likes to do different things like motioning across and doing different bullets and blitzes and all that type stuff. And when I say blitz on the offense part of what they're doing, they're adjusting guys around, moving them around. So we've got to be able to get lined up to see that they may get in tackle over. They may do this, may do that. And we got to be ready for different tricks and things like that. So we've prepared all week long to be prepared for that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, your defense has been extremely impressive thus far. They've only given up 13 points through the first 2 weeks. You got to be happy with the way that the linebackers and secondary are communicating and improving week to week, and not to even mention what the defensive line has been doing by providing the pressure on the backfield, the offensive backfield. Does Rouse do anything offensively that kind of gives you concern, whether it's a running back, a quick wide receiver, a deep threat, or anything like that?
Well, that's one thing about the communication. One thing they like to do sometimes is they'll take that tailback out of the backfield and act like he's going out blocking and then send him up the seam and try to have him wide open. So it's about communication, knowing there's three on this side, there's two on this side, this guy's eligible and that type deal. And I think our secondary's done a great job with our linebackers communicating the coverage and doing that, and then we'll see how we respond with that, what we've done all week long.
Well, with the talent on offense, let's talk a little bit about how the Consol offense matches up against the Rouse defense. Is there any particular matchups that we need to watch for tonight?
Well, the big thing that you're going to see, and this is one thing we worked on because watching film, they will line up in an odd front, and right before the snap, they switch to an even front. And they'll blitz left and right and doing this. And we have worked all week long hard with our old linemen communicating on blocking assignments and doing this and that. But like we tell them, just because they adjust, we've got to adjust, but we also got to know the play clock because we can't do a lot of changing on our blocking assignment if there's only 5 seconds on the clock and now we get a delay of game. So we've worked hard on doing this and doing that. We've done a different new wrinkle and different things that we're doing in our blocking assignment, such as on our counter, you know, to where now it's going to be our fullback pulling all the time, to where sometimes when it's an odd front, our fullback pulls, but then if it's an even front, our tackle pulls. That way they communicate and we do different things to be ready for that.
Well, finally, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the players that you've seen the most improvement on from week to week for the Tigers, both offensively, defensively, and don't forget the special teams, whether it's someone on the kickoff, on the return team, and obviously Colby McBurdy. We've talked a little bit about him. How impressive have all of these kids been this year thus far?
Well, I tell you, on the offense side of it, one thing I've been impressed with is Justin Conrad and Valen Jones. They've done a great job, and a lot of it is because they're doubling and triple teaming Devin Price, and what I like, Devin doesn't mind how you get the ball to them, and it showed they can take it to the house at any time in that. We've already talked about our offense line is doing a great job in adjustment. On the defense, I've been very impressed with our secondary and our linebackers, but also our D-line. They're putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback in that. Then when you go to special teams, been very proud of Colby McBurdy. He's 100% on his PATs and doing that. The one thing that we always talk about, like on our kickoff coverage, we want to see guys flying down more, lighting guys up, doing that. On our punt returns, same thing, staying on your block on those gunners and doing things like that. But I've been impressed with our special teams because when you talk about, you know, the block punt, return for a touchdown, those type things, those are big pluses. And then also having Colby McBurdy that's able to put it through the uprights every time on our extra point. And he's got a strong leg to where if we have to kick a long field goal, I got a lot of faith in him.
Well, that wraps up our pregame visit with Coach Lee Fedora. When we return, I'll be joined by Mike Wright with the starting lineups from Tigerland Stadium. Thank you for joining us. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mark Green, and you're listening to the A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.